This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, it is Monday, week before Memorial Day. Hope everybody's getting back to normal. And as we do on Monday, if things are going right, we talk to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's great to hear you. You're sounding healthy.
I stumbled. I had a couple of accidents, accidental discoveries that have made a difference. So I'm just riding that horse until it gives out.
I'm not sure what that means. You sound good. And in this era of COVID where everybody is expected to fall down dead at any minute, I'm not seeing a lot of bodies stacked up.
No. Well, there isn't. I saw the other day we're in Colorado. The guy's like, you know what? We're going to start counting this the right way. And then the numbers went down. And this, there was another thing, I think, on the same day, at the same moment, the CDC and Johns Hopkins had different numbers for total dead. And it was enough of a variation where you couldn't say a plus or minus, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I noticed was that at first, de Blasio in New York City was inflating the number of deaths. And now when somebody said, Mr. Mayor, didn't you send sick people to convalesce in nursing homes with aged people who are terribly vulnerable to this disease? And all of a sudden, all those recorded deaths to COVID dropped precipitously. Because he's facing a lawsuit, and he's figuring the higher the body count, the bigger the mass claim will be against the city.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those things. Yeah.
You got me thinking, Bill. It's dangerous to be on your program. You tied me up for a couple days researching something because I wondered, you know, did this shelter in place actually save lives? And it matters a lot. We know that telling, all right, everybody go home, you're out of work. Well, I'm next to retirement, so it's inconvenient. But if you're a young guy who's struggling to pay the bills for a young family, this is devastating. If you're an addict struggling with one of your addictions, I don't know whether it's alcohol or drugs, this can be a real killer. We know from previous economic downturns that when the number of people who are unemployed goes up, so does the suicide and death rate for addicts, alcoholics, people who are mentally depressed. They're living on the edge in a mental way, not just a financial way. And this relative size matters. So, look, if only 10,000 people, isn't that shocking when our country is so big at 300 million that we say only 10,000? If a few thousand people died from addiction, from suicides, from alcoholism, then stay-at-home orders don't have to do much good, and they would still be beneficial. if the people who suicide are almost the same number as the people who are going to get COVID-19 and may die from it, well, if those are the same size, then we need to be really, really careful. And I added the numbers up, and they put a pretty heavy burden on stay-at-home orders. Literally, the stay-at-home orders have to save about 40% of the people that would otherwise die. Otherwise, these stay-at-home orders are going to kill more people, and maybe as many as 57,000, than they could save.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things about staying at home that are not good for you. First of all, everybody out there who gets out there and says, you know, I'd love to be able to quit my job right now, that's not actually the truth. A lot of people, their identity is tied. We used to see this a lot in the military with people that would separate from the military. Uh-huh. The job is the identity. I mean, you've spent, especially when you're wearing a uniform that has all these qualifications and everything just, you know, all over you. And it's like telling a story as you walk around. Then that story's over. And there is no story anymore. And you go into somewhere where nobody knows anything about you, and they can't tell anything about you by looking at you. And, it's a cause of mental illness or mental anguish, I should say. But, I mean,
certainly mental stress.
Yes.
And whether you left the military after a career, or even you're a civilian, you retire, you didn't plan to go home and sit under lockdown. You had things you wanted to do. You had a lot of connections in your community you wanted to maintain, and now we told people, isolate. There's a long-standing review of addiction in the military, and they said the antithesis of addiction wasn't sobriety, but stress and connection. When guys were extraordinarily stressed in the military, some of them used drugs. Because they were so connected to their buddies, as soon as the stress went away, almost all of the addictions did too.
Right.
If we then isolate those people, the addictions come back.
Sure.
Wow.
Well, I mean, a lot of the stuff that happens in the military especially is due to, you got a kid, he's never been anywhere, he's never been away from his family, suddenly he's in the 80s, he would be in West Germany or South Korea or somewhere where he didn't know anybody, never been apart from his family before. And if you're socially awkward,
wow,
if you don't find a way to assimilate wherever you are, then you become the loner. And
right.
We on a regular basis, we would be on the lookout for these kind of guys, especially after when I made E5 and I was a non-commissioned officer. They were out there saying, you got to watch out for your soldiers. You got to take care of your soldiers and everything. And that,
It's hard. You're trying to make the military their connection, and that turns out to the guys to be the guys they're working with, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure it's the same in law enforcement. I've never been in law enforcement, so I don't know. But I'm sure there's the same sense of isolation because you're working in a car by yourself for the most part. And, in a 24-hour time span, you got 23 and a half hours of probably abject boredom and a half an hour of terror coming at you. So I'm sure there's a lot of
anticipated terror. Hopefully it doesn't arise. And on top of that, well, the military and law enforcement, by the way, you're going to work hours that mean your neighbor who wanted to see you for dinner, now we just trashed that.
Yep. So
hard to make connections under those conditions.
There you go. We're coming up on the first break. Rob is a writer at Slowpacks WordPress blog, and that's where he writes his blog. And it goes out from there to ClashDaily.com, and then it goes out from there to Ammoland. Quite the journey it takes. And then from there it goes out to all kinds of different aggregators. Second Amendment Foundation, they republish a lot of his stuff. So check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, just got done talking about the possible ramifications of coronavirus. Although, you know, I was looking this up, and according to Reuters, for every percentage point that goes up as far as unemployment, there's a similar percentage point that goes up in the United States in suicide.
The one that I saw was for opiate addicts,
right?
And it was 3.6% per percent of unemployment. So they're really hanging on the margin by fingernails.
Right.
Yeah, so, wow. The plural of anecdote isn't data. I'm glad we have those studies. They fit. I have people who, in my family and friends group, who have been in AA and NA, and they reported to me that, yeah, darn it, Dad, another one died during this lockdown. So I've got personal evidence that fits with that story. I want to jump to the U.S. Supreme Court. So from the personal and practical all the way to the somewhat erudite and theoretical, they basically punted again all the Second Amendment cases except for one. This was a case out of Pennsylvania where the guy said, look, I was once had a 72-hour hold put on my mental health. That was years ago. Pennsylvania doesn't have a good system in place to clear me of that. You know, said, you know, the classic example was the guy whose wife left him. He checked himself in. They said, whoa, you've got a mental illness. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm depressed. I want help. And then that put, you know, that was the mark of Cain. He was never able to clear his record. So the Supreme Court said, look, we're going to look at this. Before they even got to look at it, they said, we're vacating the judgment in the case, sending it back to the Court of Appeals, and dismissing the case as moot, because once this made it onto our docket, and we said we would look at the case, that's when Pennsylvania granted this gentleman a firearms permit.
Hmm.
We're seeing a number of states do what New York City did. Oh, the Supremes are going to look at this case. No, we're right. No, there's no reason that the defendant's correct. Oh, they're actually going to look at it? Okay, here, we'll reverse ourselves to keep from getting nationwide precedents set at the Supreme Court. That's a flaw in the system.
Well, you know, always flaws in the system. That's the problem with allowing all of these states having they get to have their own system. It'd be a lot easier to track this or to figure this out if everybody had one system. But we don't, because the Supreme Court hasn't taken anything up to actually make that a thing. But, now, according to Stambolia, and this is what we discussed this here, one of the things that we think, and I just asked him about this and he concurred, they're probably, they relisted all of the, I think it was 10 cases, because they're anticipating Trump winning and replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So what they don't want to take up a case that they're not going to win.
So this could hang for another 3 years if
who knows?
Ginsburg stays on the court?
Ginsburg is, you know, I don't wish her any ill will, right? But, I mean, she is, I think she's already having to work remote. She was having to work remote before they went into isolation.
Right,
so,
that's true.
I mean, she, you know, she is ailing. The age is catching up to her. I think she's going on 86, which is,
right.
I don't wish her, like I said, I don't wish her any ill will, but I think they're sort of anticipating that. And simply because people like Thomas are out there going, you know, this is you guys treat this like a second-rate amendment, a second-rate right.
Right.
And they want to actually put the teeth back into it.
And Thomas has been on the bench for 27 years.
Yeah.
Well, at the Supreme Court. Well, Bill, there's something that bothers me. Again, in Ventura County,
They said, oh, you have to, Ventura County, California, you have to shut down all the gun ranges. And they said, we're going to take this to a judge. And before they get a statewide ruling, when the judges say, yep, it's on the docket, we'll hear it. And all of a sudden the county goes, oh, okay, never mind. And this feels like a horrible case of, we will infringe the rights until you incur the expense of forcing us to respect them. And, of course, since it never goes to trial, you can never ask to have your legal fees covered.
Well,
we're spending taxpayer money, and you're spending yours. Wow.
Well, it comes down to a little more than that, because, like with all these places where something happens temporarily, like in California where they were opening and closing the gun stores and everything else,
right.
They'll go for gun control and gun Second Amendment infringements whenever they can for as long as they can. So
right.
Even if they know it's going to be temporary, they're happy to do it. So, I mean.
Murphy in New Jersey is another example. They rolled over and NJ2AS gets the win, but they didn't get a win in court. Therefore, all the legal fees are paid out of pocket by the gun rights advocates.
Yep.
Well, we got a minute, right?
Yeah, about that. Yes, sir.
Right. There is good news, and this wasn't out of the courts, although I do like that a number of courts are telling governors, no, you can't shut down churches. No. Now, when are they going to go ahead and say you can't shut down businesses? That hasn't happened enough yet. Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma, that's their governor, signed a bill approved by the legislatures. It's not like it was a veto issue, that is an anti-red flag bill, meaning neither the state nor local jurisdictions can institute red flag laws and deny you your right to keep and bear without giving you your day in court. Essentially, you can't have extra legal usurpations of the right to keep and bear arms. That's awesome. To my knowledge, it's the first state like that.
All right, we'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is citing tremendous progress in the development of a coronavirus vaccine and a possible treatment or cure. During a White House roundtable with restaurant industry leaders, the president says things are looking up after encouraging results from an experimental vaccine.
To me, therapeutically and cure is more important than vaccine because it's immediate. And we have something, even people that are very sick right now would try and expedite everything so it goes really quickly, really, really quickly. Like, let's get it going.
The National Weather Service says the center of Tropical Storm Arthur is moving away from North Carolina. However, parts of the Outer Banks are expected to see tropical storm-like winds. The highest sustained winds from the storm are 50 miles an hour. The storm has dumped over 2 inches of rain in North Carolina and parts of Virginia. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Saudi national who carried out a deadly terrorist attack in Florida last year was a member of Al-Qaeda. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters that the shooter was in touch for some time with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and the information was obtained from the shooter's two iPhones. The shooter was a Saudi Air Force officer training with the U.S. military. And FBI Director Chris Wray said other information from the suspect's phones is being put to good use, in his words. He also says the shooter spent several years plotting the attack that killed three U.S. sailors and wounded eight other people before the shooter was shot and killed by deputies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vehicle production is resuming today at the big three automakers. Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors all are getting things into high gear after the coronavirus pandemic led to lines being shut down for almost 2 months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse about just stuff in general, where would you like to go now, sir?
I'm impressed by how much the American populace makes sense. We just make sense. We do exactly what a prudent, concerned, aware person would do. All right. Year to year, April was another record now for firearm sales, not as high as March. Turns out there's often a summer slump. It's not the hunting season, so there's the, oh, I'm frightened by the world peak that we're seeing now, but that sits on top of the, oh, you know, I want to go shoot Bambi. Oh, I want to get a firearm for my brother at Christmas. So there are seasonal variations. You would expect April to be lower than March. It was, but it was significantly higher than last year, set another record for April. And that makes so much sense because we have local governors who are just acting like nuts. Governor Newsom in California said, you know, I've gone and spent all this money on illegals. He didn't say that, but it's the truth. But then he says, yeah, and we've shut down business, so money's not coming in. We're going to furlough first responders first. In other words, he's trying to crash his state and then blame the feds for not bailing him out. Thank goodness there's at least the remnants of the Second Amendment in California because they voted for some crazy politicians. And then there's the parts that, well, just are even crazier than that. It turns out the murderer, the Saudi guy getting flight training, he was an Air Force officer in the Saudi military, when he killed our American service members in Pensacola, Florida,
yep,
he'd been in contact with Al-Qaeda for years. Wow. And yet he was passed by the Department of State to enter this country, and we were going to train him to fly jets. So the government is not a very inspiring protector of either our safety or our rights. No wonder so many of us want to own a gun.
True. Looking to government to protect you is government's only supposed to do a couple of things. They're supposed to defend the border.
Right.
They're supposed to maintain good relations between the states. You know, not have, you know, right now the states, I don't know if you've seen this, but like in some of the states are like, why should Montana have the same amount of senators as California? Because they look at that and they say, well, we're so much bigger than they are. We have so many more
senators
people.
Or so in other words, they want the Senate to look like the House.
Well, they want to stack it to where majority rules. They want mob mentality is what they want. So,
sure.
All of this stuff that they come up with and all these things they think about, it always comes down to about the same thing. And it always comes out to be about, we want to be in charge. That's it. I mean, right. And the ones that actually are in charge, I mean, they are abysmal at being in charge.
You're thinking, of course, of L.A., Chicago, New York City, those large metropolitan areas, some of which are larger than some states as far as population.
Sure, sure. But the other thing I'm thinking about is that they are, they're out there telling their people right now that we're not ever going to open up until they get a vaccine.
And of course, at the same time, they're telling their entrepreneurial class, the guys who have, well, the middle class, California is bleeding people who work for a living. Wow. Wait, if they can ever get a U-Haul truck, I bet a lot of them are going to, can you imagine how many people are going to be forced to leave the state? Hi, I need to pay my bills. I'm headed to Nevada. I'm headed to Wyoming. I'm headed to Idaho, Texas, Oklahoma. Wow.
See, I absolutely don't get that. I don't know. How is it that a totalitarian thinks that they can maintain totalitarian rule if they don't have any people? I got told when I was in primary leadership development with the military, they told us, listen, if you're ever a leader with no followers, that's messed up.
I think all the in California, it's the answer is, I think, fairly simple. The largest donor to political campaigns is the California State Teachers Union. They pretty much call the shots. Second place are the Prison Guards Union. And the state's owned lock, stock, and barrel by the state employees. It's run by and for state employees. I don't see that that's going to change. The only thing I'd heard was Mitch McConnell say, rather than a bailout, I think we're going to give you guys a way to file invent a new chapter in the bankruptcy code, because a lot of states that aren't mismanaged don't need our help. Hint. And that, of course, would wipe out a lot of state employee pensions.
It would wipe out the Democrats, too.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Also in California, and it's embarrassingly shocking, that a felon got arrested. I'm not sure what caused the stop, but the cop goes, there's a gun in your car. There's a mask. There's rope. You know, this looks drugs. This looks all the world like either a kidnapping or worse. And a judge turned the guy loose because, oh, we can't put him in jail due to COVID. And I'm thinking, look, if masks are good enough at the Lowe's hardware store at Home Depot, they're good enough in jail. This guy's a threat, a felon with a gun. What are we talking about? Wow. Talk about a broken judicial system. No wonder Americans want to protect themselves.
Yep. Well, yeah. Prisons in a jail, if there's going to be social media, or not social media, if there's going to be social distancing, I don't know why I thought social media, if there's going to be social distancing, that's one place they can definitely enforce it. Right? I know that they're supposed to be humane and everything, but we're already sort of backwards when we're out here quarantining people that aren't sick. So,
right.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
anyway,
agree.
Let me tell a little. I haven't even said anything about your podcasts, which there are two of them. He is part of the ensemble cast of something called Polite Society, which the Polite Society podcast. I wish I had grabbed that name so many years ago when I started this stuff. And then, of course, he does the very unique self-defense gun stories where they actually take armed self-defense instances and do a forensic comb through of this and figure out what was right and what was wrong or what could have been better. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse.
Bill, I know I'm supposed to bring stories to you, but I want your opinion on this. That sure. NSSF helps collect statistics. They're monitoring the Department of Justice, looking at background checks, and they're saying, wow, we're seeing record numbers of background checks, and the DOJ says it's running short on money. Let's make sure there's money there so that the DOJ can't say, you told us that we have to process background checks. We don't have the manpower, therefore we're not going to do it, and we don't want to be caught saying, oh, you told us to, we can't, therefore everybody's rights are effectively denied. And yet, I'm bothered that there are certain states who effectively abuse the system. Illinois runs all of its CCW applicants every night through the NICS system. And I'm going, what? Is that just to keep more state cops busy? If you had to choose the most law-abiding group to test, you couldn't find one that's more law-abiding than concealed carry holders.
No, if I didn't know better, historical fact doesn't seem to play too much into this with them. For them, it's like, we got to keep on doing this until we find something. And, it's a crazy thing that they do. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Or so I'm almost certain they think it is anyway.
Right. It meets the political. By the way, Chicago runs Illinois. There were some pastors who opened up their churches this weekend in defiance of the mayor's order. Mayor had city tow trucks tow everybody's car around the church. By the way, even those in private lots, this was the city giving a big finger to the church, going, we're the city. Who are you going to call? We're the cops.
The amazing thing about that is they do that even knowing what the optic is. It's like they think that these, and this is the interesting thing, these lockdowns and poverty and all this other stuff, poverty really drives mental health issues. We know this.
Yep.
We know the longer that this keeps on going, more people are being driven into poverty. So it's so they're sort of like, okay, we more mental health issues are fine. And at the same time, they're doing this one thing, which is like, you know, restricting houses of worship and everything, taking away the one thing that should remain the same no matter where they're at. I mean, you can worship God on the battlefield.
Right.
You can get a prayer said for you, and as soon as the prayer is over, you're going to the right, and then you're going to be clearing a room. So now we have this extraordinary circumstance where, the government runs all things, and all they're doing is teaching all of these low-info voters who have never paid any attention to anything, keep electing these same people that are doing it to them. All they've done is open their eyes and pry them open with toothpicks. Their eyes are wide open now. So it's almost like they're shooting themselves in the face. Government, anyway.
I think it depends on alternative media like you and I, Bill. We're going to call it a sin. I think the mainstream media is going to say, oh, we needed fascism, otherwise things would have been worse. We really saved you from something bad. And everybody with a brain goes, are you out of your mind? But I think that's what they're going to try and sell unless we poison that well.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting watching them play this out because they got to know what they're doing.
Time, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get to brag on my own state. Now, we have a Democrat governor. Again, not too many of us stayed home. But both houses passed bills. One would finally allow church carry, and the other two reinforced the laws against local preemption. They said, look, local jurisdictions, they basically filled in extra descriptions of the government units that can't put gun control in place in Louisiana. And also for cities like Louisiana, like New Orleans, here's another circumstance where you can't infringe on gun rights because the mayor of New Orleans said, oh yeah, COVID, the flu. No, here's a little flu d'etat for you and you can't get guns anymore, nor can you transport them.
Hmm.
Now, I think they have the votes to override the governor. We'll see. But it's about time these guys stood up on our elected legislators stood up on their hind legs and did some work for us. It's great to hear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this whole COVID-19 thing, it has been two things. It has given us two. It's been an interesting experiment, if you will.
Okay.
This is like a warm-up for a police state in certain places.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Where they've got drones flying around saying, separate, you can get up to 6 feet apart, and where they've got people being ticketed for being in the middle of the ocean by themselves. You know, this is the dry run for that. And people get to see what that's like, and they get to enjoy that, if you will. Because local government's the one imposing it. They're the ones who put local government in place. They're the ones that had the bumper stickers and believed everything the leftists told them.
Our free 60-day trial membership in Socialism 101?
Yep. Exactly. So
we've got, okay, you and I are going to be busy between now and the election. I did see, Bearing Arms covered it, I would bet Dan Zimmerman will cover it too, that there's been this huge spike in armed crime in New Zealand because they disarmed all the honest people.
What a shocker.
Well, the jokes are, oh, no, that wouldn't happen. Oh, that's only in fill-in-the-blanks, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. No, it's everywhere. It's it's just the proportions of good guys versus bad. But there is something to me that's amazing. Even in the worst areas, you know, think, oh, my God, Chicago. honest citizens outnumber the drug thugs 100 to 1. But you got to let them protect themselves. Otherwise, only the thugs have a gun, and it looks really bad.
Yep. And you had said something on Facebook. So do you want to hear about Range Day?
Oh, yes, please.
Range Day, finally got to go to the range for the first time since, gosh, March? Maybe
enough
April?
That you made a video of loading the car.
Yeah. It took a long time to load the car. I've got 6 guns sitting here that I haven't had a chance to shoot. So we took the guns out, and the interesting thing was I took Nighthawk had sent me some Lady Hawks. They have a line of guns they call the Lady Hawk. Mm-hmm. And for this one, I enlisted the aid of a young lady who's 26 years old. She might be a whisper above 100 pounds. And I took a 45 caliber Lady Hawk and a 9mm Lady Hawk, and I put them in her hands, and I asked her to shoot them. Because, I'm looking at the ones that have never shot before now. I want the ones that have never shot before not to see me, who I may not be able to, sometimes I fall out of the class and everything, but I can hold a gun pretty steady when I'm pulling the trigger, and I can shoot it pretty fast, but I decided to show them a little something a little different this time. So that'll all be coming out soon.
But we only got 20 seconds, and I'm dying to find out what the results were.
Yes, sir. Well, I got to edit them first. But thank you for joining me. Yes, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. And catch Rob, podcast or written word. He is out there. Coming up next, from the truthaboutguns.com, is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. As we do the weekly recap, this is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.